Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in.
You know, nowadays I want my focus to be on the moment. We can spend a lot of times looking toward the future, we can spend a lot of time dwelling in the past, but right now in this season of my life, I want my focus to be on the moment. God, what are you doing right now? What are you doing in this space, in this time, and in this season that I can focus my mind and my attention on? How can I be present? Because tomorrow has enough worry of its own. That's what the scripture tells us. And if I dwell too long in my past, I'll wallow in regret. And so what can I do? How can I focus my mind and my attention on what is now? God, what have you placed in front of me? What are you calling me to now? What are you calling me to steward right now? What can I be grateful for right now? I think one of the greatest ways to be able to do that and express that gratitude, but also remind our souls of what is true, is to pray. So I'd love to pray with you today, specifically for a peace and a contentment and a focus on the now. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your kindness and your goodness and your grace. God, we thank you for all the things that you've placed in our lives. God, the friendships that we have, the relationships that we have, for the opportunities that we have currently. All things we don't deserve and yet you give to us freely. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace to be able to manage and steward all of these things. We thank you that we don't own them. We thank you that you own everything. And so God, we just give you gratitude and give you thanks. We come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, honoring you for being you and for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. God, would you ground our hearts? Would you ground our minds in contentment? Will we be content despite the circumstances, despite what's going on in our life, despite the situation, despite what has happened and what is to happen? God, would you keep us content? Would you keep us present in the moment? Would we focus on your goodness and your grace and your love and the things that you have afforded us? And would we steward those things well by being intentionally focused on the present moment? Would we not worry about the future to come? Would we not dwell in the past? God, would we focus our attention on the present, on the love that we share, on the relationships that we have, and the community that you've brought around us? God, even the present struggles, God, would we focus our attention on you in the midst of our present struggles? Because we know that you are good, we know that you are kind, we know that you are with us. And so you're leading us, you're guiding us, you're shepherding us. The Lord is our shepherd, we lack nothing. And so therefore you are leading us, you're guiding us by the power of your Spirit. You're holding our hands through the difficult times. So would we be present on you, the shepherd, the great shepherd? Would we focus our attention on your hand holding ours? But in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of us walking through the valley of the shadow of death, metaphorically in our own lives, would you be with us? Would you bring us into an awareness of the fact that you are with us? And God, we focus on the fact that you're with us as you hold our hands and lead us through. God, help us to be present-minded. Help us to be present-minded. Help us to be present-minded in all of our conversations today. God, will we not be so worried and consumed with what's to come that we miss what's happening now? Will we not be so dragged down and overwhelmed by what has happened, even yesterday? You know, just how tomorrow has enough worry of its own. Yesterday had enough worry of its own as well. Would we not focus our attention on that? In the ways that we messed up yesterday, will we come to you humbly, turn from our ways and submit those things to you? God, even last night, even 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 years ago, 6 years ago, God, would you release us from the stronghold that the past can have on our lives? So that we can be present and focused on today. What have you called us to accomplish today? Who have you called us to impact today? Who have you called us to show the love of Jesus to today? Maybe today's not an action day for some of us. Maybe today our focus should just be on healing. God, would you heal us today? Would we focus our minds on you, and would you keep us in perfect peace? As the prophet Isaiah said, God, would we focus our attention on you, and would you keep us in perfect peace? Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that guards our heart. Peace that guards our minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we need you. We need you for healing. We need you to heal us. And it is by your stripes, by the wounds that were inflicted on you, that we are healed. So God, would you continue to heal us? Bring us into spaces of healing, into communities that can help heal us. Would we confess our sins to one another and pray for one another so that we may be healed? As it says in the book of James, Jesus, would you heal us? If our past is inflicting damage on our current situation, would you heal us of that? If it's reflecting negatively on our psyche, would you heal us of that? If it's causing stress and anxiety, would you heal us from that and deliver us from that into broader pastures? Would you help us to look more like you today? And would our focus be on you today, on the present? God, would we know that you are with us today? And would our attention and our mind be placed, and our spirit and our soul be placed firmly in the spirit of contentment? God, we hope and we long for future days, for greater opportunities. But Lord, we thank you for today, because today is a gift. The presence, like the present moment truly is a present. It is a gift to us. And so we thank you for this gift of the day that you've given us. Would we cherish it? Would we relish in it? And would we walk in it, focusing our minds and our attention not on what's to come, not on what has happened, but on who you are and the fact that you are with us. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.